As I'm sure you're aware, we're getting close now to the end of Matthew's Gospel, where we have these, Matthew's gathered so many of the warnings our Lord gave us toward the end of his Gospel. Soon, we'll have the story of the sheep and the goats, and that'll end what we're doing here. It won't end Matthew's Gospel. There's a long discourse on the end of history. And then, of course, there's the whole Passion and Resurrection narrative, but we stop there. Save the others for other times in the liturgical year. Does anybody know when we always read the end of the world discourse?
Just before Christ came.
Right after, but that's it. Yeah. The beginning of Advent, because we're getting ready. Today, obviously, from all of these themes, the idea is stay awake. Grigorite, that our Greek text says, you know, stay awake. To Grigorine means to, well, means to stay awake all night watching your flocks, sort of, you know, but the idea is stay awake. How do you stay awake? You pray. When? All day. I can't do that. Of course you can. You've got to practice. It takes time. And you have to have a kind of an instinct. You know, driving along in the car, you got to hear all the latest news and start worrying more about your money. Turn it off. To learn to pray all day is what our Lord is saying here. Stay awake. As I was thinking of a great, there's beautiful things in the reading from this first reading. Huh? Now may God himself, our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you. And so strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. So we're supposed to realize that our life here is not all there is, and it could end any time. And so the Lord's plan for us, and he's working in our lives to get us ready to go see him. Today we have this great example of Saint Monica. And our text says, you see, that you heard her prayers, right? The tears of Saint Monica moved you. Where do you think she got those tears from? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in us, and he's moving in us all the time. And prayer is when we start yielding to that movement. Stop everything else and just be sensitive. Look to God and pray. God wanted Augustine. So he moved his mom to pray and pray and pray. Do you see the connection? How interconnected we are? God wasn't sitting up there saying, well, if she keeps at it long enough, I'll give in. Even our Lord talks that way to get us to pray like the unjust judge and the, you know. But think about it for a minute. The Holy Spirit lives in us, moving us. Because that's the rhythm. We are so responsible for each other. So he said, Mom, you keep praying, I'll convert your son. But that's not what she heard. She just heard, oh my gosh, I got to keep talking to God and talking to God to get this son turned around. And we're all very grateful. One of the great lights of the church forever. But when we're interceding, we are yielding to the work of the Holy Spirit. Who wants everybody saved? Just us? No, God. And he wants to move us to pray, to sacrifice, so that that will happen. Well, how do you do that? You stay attentive, stay awake, so that you can pray all day. It's tiring. Well, I don't know. It's not as tiring as watching television. You know, it's a gift. But little by little, we can acquire it if we ask the Holy Spirit. Because, you see, God wants us to pray. Because intercession is His work. So that in the plan of things, we can then, you know, help others. He will bestow grace on others in answer to our prayers, and He moves us to those prayers. All day, the Holy Spirit's moving in us. All day. And when we yield to Him, we pray. We pray. We praise the Father. We take all the misery and suffering, agony and fear of this world and give it back to the Father. Have mercy. The Holy Spirit works in us so that the intercession of Jesus that goes on right now, He's always living to make intercession for us at the right hand of the Father, that comes back to earth again in our prayer. And so from earth, the prayer of Jesus continues to rise, to bathe the world in light. Stay awake. You see, we live in such a poor, non-transcendental culture. You know, we can explain everything. We can control everything. Okay? Give yourself 10 years more. We can't control the next breath. But we live in this world where we think we're running everything. God's plan is that through us, His love, His movement, the intercession of Jesus Christ, His Son, be here on earth again. To move. Isn't that what Monica did? That's what it means to stay awake. He's got, our Lord, such good advice. He says in late another place, just be careful. You know, don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. Don't watch too much television. He didn't have to tell the apostles that one. You know, stay awake. I've got great secrets I want to talk. I have a great consolation to give to you in your heart. And I have a plan. And your intercession is part of that plan. So pray. We had an old brother in the monastery, Brother Patrick. He prayed all day long, literally, which is the ideal. That's what the Jesus prayer is all about. But he said the Hail Mary, he said the rosary all day long. He was a really old man when he was the one who taught me how to use the scythe. He was an old Irishman. He learned as a boy how to use the scythe. And so, and I learned, I was, and he checked me out, he thought I was okay. But he was praying all the time. All the time. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Even at night, he was, you could hear him. One night we slept in this big dorm with little compartments, and we all had a little, there was nothing in there but you and this bed, where the bed was three wooden planks and a straw mattress. We all slept fine. I mean, it's not like we were all suffering. Anyway, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. He would repeat, we're women, women, women. He would repeat words like, Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed art thou among women. Or whatever word he stuck on. Well, one night, there was this great crash in the dorm. For some reason or other, Brother Patrick's bed had collapsed. You know, the boards had fallen off the, and bang. So, a moment's silence, and then, blessed art thou among women. He was such a lovely man. I'm going to tell you, this is a funny, this is a, the holiest fellow who ever lived in that place, for sure. They gave rather breviaries at one time. They had to get upgraded and start saying the office, and he didn't like that. And he didn't do it. It was okay. He didn't have to do it. So one of the benefactors wanted Brother to sign his breviary and let her have it. And the prior agreed to that. So he called Brother in to sign this thing. Well, he's an obedient man. So he picked up the pen and he signed. He could hardly, but he could write, you know, Brother Patrick or something. And he put down the pen and he looked right at the prior who was sitting down and he said, "It is a great thing to be unknown and forgotten." And walked out. I don't like signing my name to things. I don't want people, "Oh, Brother Patrick," you know. I don't want that. One more funny story about Brother Patrick. This is inner freedom. He was really, now he was sick, he was dying in the dispensary. So every day, Father Mark, the head of the dispensary, said to the real simple brother who was looking after him, make him walk from his room to the little place where they have, you know, the little refectory, so he gets a little exercise. So he goes in to get him. He said, "Okay, brother, we got to go to the refectory now. Come on and get my hand." He says, "No, brother, get the wheel." The wheel for him was the wheelchair, you know. "Get the wheel. I don't want to walk." "Brother, we got to walk." "No, brother, get the wheel." This goes on for a few minutes. Finally, the real simple brother says, "Brother, if you don't walk, I'll be disobedient." He said, "No, brother, I'll be disobedient. Get the wheel." But you see, that's the fruit of a life in union with Jesus. You turn out to be more human than if you don't. It was, you know? Anyway, we got to go on.